Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, yesterday, if you are watching the Madlanga Commission, you will have seen that General Dumsani Khumalo, Mdungwa, finally came back. He appeared as the second person to give testimony at the Madlanga Commission, and then he fell ill. This is about a month ago. Then we were wondering, they even had to postpone the commission because he just abruptly fell ill. Mm. Yesterday when he came back with this gacha. Hey, I've never. This gacha sangambela, right? And there he spoke of a gentleman named Stuart James Sharnick. And Stuart James Sharnick has 34 past cases, 18 convictions, 11 of those are withdrawn. And he basically told us that this was a close friend or associate of Usibiya, mm-hmm. right? Deputy National Commissioner. Now, when this came out, it was obviously shocking news. Everybody was like, what is going on here, right? And then Stuart James Sharnick quickly availed himself to the media. I saw two interviews. One was on ENCA with Yusuf Abramji. Then there was a second one that I saw, and this was a bit more in-depth because this one was conducted by EWN, and it was Oren Singh who was speaking to him. So I'll speak about a couple of things first, because before this has become a legal matter, it's also a public opinion matter.
Yeah.
And that's why these press conferences and these interviews need to be now discussed, because we are deciding, and I say we, I'm talking as a general public, people are deciding who's guilty based on who they trust and what story makes sense, which is not how it should be, but that's life, right? It was my first time seeing this Stuart James Sharnick fellow, but he's a lot more cogent than Smear. I'll tell you that. A lot calmer, story makes a lot more sense, right? Now, you may think, well, what does that have to do with anything? It has a lot to do with everything, because the reason why people trust General Mkhwanazi is because he himself is also very straightforward, right? But if you were to now be analytical and apply your mind to this, one thing is for sure, and we've spoken about it on the show, there is a beef between, let's call it Smear's camp and Mkhwanazi's camp. Mkhwanazi uhamba no Masimula. Masimula is a national commissioner now, right? Who's wrong between the two? We have yet to find out. But based on the evidence that's been led, people seemingly support General Mkhwanazi. Now, this Sharnick fellow says, guys, Mina, here's what happened. I'm from Richards Bay. And in Richards Bay, there's obviously Richards Bay Minerals, big company, mining company, hundreds of millions, if not billions, up for grabs. And he says, then we had mass murders in our area. And so I contacted different police task force teams to come and assist us, right? He says he spoke to a national commissioner. He says he even knows Khumalo himself. He says, no, General Dumsani Khumalo ngiyamazi. I've been to his office. I met up with him, and I met him via Smear. And then he goes on to say the person that helped us the most in Richards Bay was actually Smear. His team and his intervention led to more arrests than the political killings task force team. This is evidence that is obviously contradicting what we heard from Mkhwanazi. Because Mkhwanazi was saying, guys, we deployed the political killings task force team, but then we were told that there's already people that are sent to Richards Bay. And these people were protecting a private company, Richards Bay Minerals. And he couldn't understand why state resources were being deployed to protect a private company. He didn't necessarily say verbatim who had sent them, but they alluded to a link between Richards Bay Minerals and the presidency. Didn't say the president, just said the presidency, because when he asked to deploy them, he said, no, this obviously came from the president's office. All right? So this is where we are now. I would advise you maybe to go and watch specifically the EWN interview, and you'll hear from Stuart James Sharnick himself. Now, there's also a vehicle that Shadrach Smear is busy driving around in now, right? It's an armored vehicle. It's B6. So when you arm vehicles, there's a level. Mm-hmm. So B1, B2, etc. and so on. B6 is essentially, well, I think you're getting a B8 as well, but I'm not sure. It's like bomb proof. But B6 is, it's carbine proof. A carbine is rifles, if I shoot you with an AK, for example, because those are high caliber bullets, a B6 vehicle will be able to protect you from that. Right? Obviously, lower ratings cars, like maybe a B4, that's for pistols, smaller things like that. He says he gave Smear his vehicle, because that car is his, because he felt like Smear was now in danger. So Smear moving around in no protection. He's obviously suspended now. And he's like, I know the sort of people that we're dealing with, they're dealing with cartels. I know they modus operandi. We didn't want him to be taken out. So then he gave him the vehicle. He says Smear is going to pay him for that vehicle. He hasn't paid him yet. Right? I'm telling you what the guy said. You got to decide for yourself. I guess it's court of public opinion. He says he paid, he's gonna pay him. He just gave him the car. He wasn't driving. And then on him appearing in parliament, he says, well, because he's party to the evidence is going to get led, not only in the ad hoc committee, but also the Madlanga Commission. He was there as part of Smear's legal team. So if you go look at the accreditation, so before you attend parliament, they'll ask for your credentials and they'll run a background search on you. And then they'll give you accreditation so you can walk into parliament because you're obviously not a member of parliament. So he says he got his accreditation and his accreditation listed him as legal team. That's what he says. I'm going to give you a
Mpo,
I'll start with
you. Are you saying this convicted criminal?
Yes.
Who has pending cases even?
Withdrawn cases. So I'll can tell you about that as well.
Yes.
So these cases date back to 2012, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says the 18 convictions emanate from one case.
Okay.
So it wasn't separate convictions. It was one case.
Okay.
What happened? He says they were buying and selling cars, right? And in buying and selling cars, it turned out that some of these cars were stolen vehicles. Some of them had been hijacked, etc. So on. He says it was a little of them that were charged. And then he chose to obviously just go and appeal and plead guilty. And when he pled guilty, he was given a suspended sentence and a fine. He paid the fine, served the suspended sentence. But obviously, that's how you get a conviction. Because obviously, when you plead guilty, then you take a plea deal. Yeah, well? So you get convicted. That's what he says.
So this person got clearance?
Well, just because you've got a pass doesn't mean you can't go to parliament. We've got people that are former convicts in parliament.
No, I get that. But you got clearance as part of someone's legal team.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's there to give evidence. Mm. And it's not like the president was present. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if the president was present, maybe they wouldn't have allowed him to go there because that's a security issue. But it's just general members of parliament.
This was so much, man. This is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I had to come here and give you all the details because it's a lot. But now you've got to look at it and go, whose story do you trust?
But based on yesterday's evidence, I mean, at the commission, there was some proof, so to speak. There was evidence or surveillance that was provided in the closeness between Sibiya as well as this, I'm going to say, convicted criminal.
But he doesn't deny that.
Yeah, he doesn't deny that. But because there is evidence that can prove that, for us to see that there's actually surveillance that supports the evidence, which almost could have been similar to what Mkwanazi was alleging in his what can I use? What word can I
testimony.
Use? In his testimony, one could actually lean closer to that side because we've got proof.
No, you don't have proof. You just got
evidence
proof.
With the links.
But listen, you don't have any proof. I just told you, the guy admitted that he knows him.
Yes.
So now what evidence, if somebody asks me, do I know Julia Joseph? And I say, yes, I know her. Then you come with videos of me and Julia Joseph. Like, yeah, but I told you, I know Julia Joseph.
But okay, fine, sharp. Then it would show that maybe there is infiltration because why is there that connection with a senior officer with a convicted criminal?
But I've just explained. The guy said he came from Richards Bay.
Yes.
There were a spate of murders and he needed somebody to assist. And Shadrack Smear, as the Deputy National Commissioner, was more helpful than any other police department. It led to more arrests.
Yeah. But wasn't the political killing also linked with Katie Molefe?
Yes.
you know, that for me is where the issue is. Yeah. The yeah. number of the issue is you seem to be linked with too much wrongdoing for someone who is meant to be a senior police officer.
Okay, wait. So let's also correct that. Mm-hmm. He's not linked with wrongdoing. He's linked with wrongdoers.
Yes.
Right? Because he himself has not been convicted of anything.
Did you not send a police officer to and tell them to put on blue lights and whatnot while Katie's house was being robbed?
But you don't have that evidence. All you have is testimony of people saying that. And you don't know that Spear did that.
Was there no use of state resource as well?
Where's the evidence of that, guys?
Okay, for me it was the video whereby I don't know what he's carrying.
But it's not Spear. That's an associate of his who was driving a vehicle that's a state vehicle. But that's what they drive.
But here's the thing, Cesar. Yeah? You spoke of the court of public opinion.
Yes.
Whether we have absolute evidence or not, you have too many things linking you to wrongdoers.
Yes.
And for us right now in the court of public opinion, that's what matters. The rest of the evidence and everything else is for people who are legal. In the court of public opinion, you are not looking good.
Okay, now, I like that you bring that up. Because every show that we do here links to each other.
Yeah.
Do you remember we did a show about morals and ethics?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So while it's not, there's nothing illegal about somebody being friends with criminals.
Absolutely.
But it is ethically wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that are not ethically sound.
Mm-hmm.
And they carry on doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the issue here. Because these guys are saying, hey, there's a narrative that's been painted. It's sleight of hand. They're showing you the left hand so that you forget what's happening in the right hand. What's happening in the right hand? This is where you got to be critical and ask yourself, who do you believe? What is guaning? Bali, what's ulangaga?
You know what? Because it's just, it gets murkier and murkier for me.
Mm. Yeah.
And also, how do we even get to a finality? I mean, looking at this Matlanga Commission, there's so much evidence and hearsay and this and that and the testimony. What do you believe at the end of the day?
Yep.
It becomes just very tricky for all of us as a public.
Here's what I will say, and we've gone on long enough.
We have.
If this thing is about painting somebody and making the public lose confidence in them. Uspiya nomkhunu, they are dead in the water. Pelile ngabo. Pelile ngabo. But you've got to ask yourself, are we sure we're backing the right horse as a public?
But can I quickly say this?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but at the point that they've had to sort of try and abdicate themselves, they have not done a good job of it.
I will speak about that. Speak about no kuluma.
Hey.
So Jay, you know,
yeah. I think that 18 convictions are going to be because it emanates from one case. But this case, Khumalo was leading evidence. There were multiple cases with different case number, not one case number. Secondly, they're not saying anything about the BMW that picked up money from Umlif Ahamba na yule moto.
I would say BMW are going. And to be quite honest, he wasn't driving the BMW. That why Nangaz. So with the cases, you are correct. It was different case numbers. So if we're selling vehicles, for example, right? And let's say there are 35 vehicles on the yard. And I'll get to how it is that you end up with 35 vehicles and maybe 18 of them are stolen. Yes, he's storyless. But the 35 vehicles on the yard, each vehicle is a charge. So, you see, because each case needs to be tried on its own merits. Now, you may ask yourself, a thinking person will go, well, nah, if you are an honest business person, how do you end up with so many cases where you got to plead guilty? That one, that's a fair question. You can ask that one.
You know what? Lana, in King Awote, as much as these people are putting their story up, the effect of the matter that there's criminal activity happening. Ngoba na kulaphayana yena the very same BMW ifunani kugatiswa umlifi. You know, all these people banama blemishes anzima. Obviously, they will defend themselves. They've got good lawyers. They will put up stories and all that. But trust me, this mogul is Las Pumacon. I call him deal. He can't influence him deal. Pastor Shasha and Japan will advise on my lawyer. Would I have Bam Bio? We will clean up Pika Malako. But he gave him Liz. Liz, he gave him a pen. Slang energy. Zimbumba.
That's funny. So somebody sent a tweet saying, I know King was see. There's no smoke without fire. Mm-hmm. We just don't know where the fire is. Then somebody saying, why does it sound like Susan's part of the Big Five cartel?
I was about to say, yes, you are very defensive.
I'm not defensive, Mina, guys. Mina, I give you the evidence as it is.
But do you say you are coming across like you know something we don't.
I know lots of things you guys don't.
No, that one
is a fact.
But in this specific one, what is what? Hey, guys, come and tell you.
No.
Implicate.
No, Mina, you know what? I always try and be objective. Yibu. There's no two ways about it. Association Naka and criminals is very blatant and clear. Even in social media, I won't straight. IG. There's no two ways about that one.
One of imitato Baba Begele one of my poison, they don't have to babe abangani nabutsotsi. Irrespective of uti Ilona le la papagati abayas utin. Kodwa umthetho wabo ukuthiwa bangabi abangani nje all together nabotsotsi.
Morning Sizwe and the team, kwaze kwaba kuningi. wrong doers, wrong what link to ha nazo nangikonfuse so ayi kuningi lento le ayangazi hayi namhlanje hayi nazo nangirarangi impela
Msizwane. Asiqale lana mfethu, angithi imadlanga commission mayiqala kuthiwe bonke labantu they are linked to the cartels, and then khona laba abadila ngama hijackings, abadila ngama drugs, abadila futhi kahle bekuyikampani enkulu nje conglomerate, you understand, ukugibinga. So bekusherwa abama hijackings, that's why imoto ezitshontshiwe abanye batholakale nazo ebebazithengisa. So asingalibele sizama ukugega la siround asilibe siprotector laba ngiyigibingi nje kwaphela.
Hi, morning since the world Sizwe Dinangwe Dlomo, the way u defender ngakhona the crew ayayayay usawuna ngathi ku Big Five ayayayayayay Sizwe, cela ubuye nganeno, buye ekhaya tu ungasenzi kanje.
Lalelani, mina ngidefendi. I give you the facts as stated by both sides, and then I ask you what your thoughts are. That's what it is. This show, especially First Things First, is all about critical thinking and analysis.
For me, it's immaterial whether we're backing the right horse or not. The important thing is this association of high-ranking officials linked to criminal syndicates. And if the rot is at the top, you can imagine what's happening at the bottom for us mere citizens. And as they say, the road to heaven or hell is paved with good intentions. So I'm just happy that the evidence and it's all publicized. And that's more important.
Simply stated, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. So in this regard, doesn't seem that it is very much in the bright side for Usbia at this point. Yeah. Court of public opinion, show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Getting more and more interesting, yes, umuntu bese live in pizza of Nandu, same time popcorn, we move lala. Tanga, ziyakhala. Usbia yena, hi, we yena ngabe ngiyayela nje ngicela 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 sengibopha manje.
Yeah, there's no way you can go back to work now. There's just no way. He must either retire or resign.
Yo. Kazini, I don't know what to say. Every day, umadlanga commission, angeke ungathi yo. Kazini, ababoshwe man. Ababoshwe man.
Here's a question though. How many people who had, okay, let's say previous convictions, now people have convictions in the past who have connections to deputy commissioner of police, what would their relationship be? Yes, it's not wrong to have friends. Some of us have friends, we know criminals, but purely by association, not by any business or anything like that. But you are talking about a national commissioner, friends with a convicted criminal. That doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that.
So it is wrong, right? It's ethically wrong. And you've had the discussion about morals and ethics. There's just no two ways about it. There's no gray area. But you see what this is going to boil down to now is going to be a legal matter. Because at the end of the day, charges are going to need to emanate and people are going to need to be arrested. And then he'll say, well, it's not illegal. That's why Bekele also came there and said, I know all these guys. Nang Bekele, nang Asholutu, and imbo pili na manji. Till today.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.